Welcome to the Indie Music Room, a conversation with independent artists about writing, recording, performing, and promoting their original music. And now here's your host, Heather Kelly.
Hey everybody, this is Heather, your host of the Indie Music Room. And I'm really excited today. I've got this great, energetic. He's amazing. All of his videos are great. His music's great. His hooks are great. Chord progressions, everything's great. But his name is Brandon Bing, and he has been recording in Nashville for a while now. But what I'm going to do today, a little bit different than in the past, we're going to go ahead and get right into the first song of his called Set Me Free. And when we come back, you guys will be introduced to Brandon, and we'll hear all about his story. All right, here's Set Me Free, Brandon Bing.
To do a grand night thing, got a fist full of pills rocking in this higher swing. Should I choke and drown on this river bank, or just drink my pain away? Empty fifth on a tree stump, broke heart got me shook, left a message in a bottle for you to read. A twice broken heart can't break again, set me free. Burst down, stares through the window of my soul, and I can't take this anymore. Grab another bottle, no, I grab my gun, pull the trigger in this trip around the sun. Ish, I thought we were done.
That was Set Me Free. So you guys can kind of understand why I'm so excited to have this artist on today. He's making quite a ruckus around in the music industry because he's doing so great. But you're gonna love him. Great guy, great energy. Mr. Brandon Bing, welcome to the Indie Music Room. How are you doing today?
Doing good, Heather. Appreciate you having me on this afternoon.
I appreciate you taking the time. So why don't you, I'm sure your career is 30, you know, whatever, how many years in the making? I'm not quite sure, but why don't you tell everybody a little bit about how you got in the business, and
Yeah.
we'll go from there.
Sure. Yeah. So, from North Florida, and I've done music since I was about 6, 7 years old. I originally started in school. We had to choose either between violin or cello. So I started playing cello, and then after that, then I was able to get into like concert band once I got into like regular grade school and started playing drums. Did that for about 7, 8 years. And then I also played in church band. We were in choir, and then I
Yeah.
also did the praise band for around the church evening service. And then also like we had the youth group, so it was always cool to just I was always around music, in every facet of my life. And then also my dad, he exposed me to a lot of music. He has a ridiculous vinyl collection. And so over the years, growing up in the 90s and early 2000s, it gave me a lot of perspective. I grew up on a lot of the grunge and the alternative, like metal bands and stuff. And then also a lot of we had like the hip hop and the 2000s country. So
Yeah.
I had so many different influences, and it was just such a fun kind of period. You know what I mean?
Was your dad a musician too, or just had a real
No,
eclectic taste?
that's funny. No, actually, I don't know how musically inclined. I mean, I heard through the grapevine that he used to sing back in the day, but I've yet to really see that. But over this last year, I really took a deep dive into my catalog, into the music that's unreleased that I have, that's in the vault, and where I'm headed, in 2025 and beyond. And I was like, I've spent a lot of time really building organic fan base, and I've really spent a lot of time being
Yeah.
intentional, not just through my music, but also through, communicating with the fans and trying to build, that relationship.
Something must be going right because you have over 800,000 streams on Spotify.
Yes, ma'am.
So, yeah. Hey, why don't you tell me a little bit? We're going to listen to, let's do Rat Race because I really like the third one for last because that's,
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
that's a good one.
All
So
right, no,
tell
that was
me a
killing.
little bit
That's
about Rat.
the hammer.
Yeah. Tell me about Rat Race.
Unfortunately, at an early age from my teens through my 20s, that I lost from, bouts with addiction.
Yeah.
Methamphetamines are big down in Florida, cocaine, a lot of those different things with fentanyl, all these different things, these drugs. Florida's a gateway because of the water on the Atlantic and the
Of
Gulf
course.
and all the roadways. And there's just a big mix, a pot of people.
Yeah.
So, you just never know who to trust. And when I did Rat Race, I was just like, man, like we're always about having a good time, but we're never satisfied. We're always like in that rat race. We're always trying to just get to the next day. Like you're just trying to get to the next day. And I had so many buddies that would live week to week, paycheck by paycheck, or all these different negative situations in their family dynamics that they had to go through. And I
Yeah.
wanted to have a song that was going to resonate to my people, and that's what the rat race was. And I just took certain experiences that I saw of things that I had been around, just like, in opening line, single wife full of booze walks away from the crowded room. That
Yeah.
whole idea of stumbling back and forth down the hallway, dollar bill and 8 ball of cocaine, like that image is just so it's like ingrained in your head. And it's like I think so many
Yeah.
people can connect with that,
I think it's
where they're just like, there's so many people that don't talk about these things, Heather, not
yeah.
because I think it's because they don't know how to talk about them, or
Right.
they still have so much pain from losing someone so close to them, and they think nobody wants to hear it, or they don't know, like they don't want to be judged. You know what I mean? But
Yeah, I do.
like screw being judged. Like at the end of the day, this is our life. So I feel like my purpose through this music is to tell these stories like Rat Race
Yeah.
and connect with people through my live performances, through my content, my merch, and everything else I do, to be that voice for the people that the misunderstood to be understood.
Yeah, I agree. I love it. I love the diversity and I love the story behind it. So let's go ahead and show you're going to have a bunch of new fans after this. Let's show everybody what we're talking about here with Rat Race again by Brandon Bing. We'll be right with you.
You having a good time?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I can't wait for that party tonight, though.
Me either.
Hell yeah. Woo! Man, that's good stuff right there. Hey, bartender, can I get two more shots of those bang tails this way? Hold on 1 second. I'll be right back.
All right.
What the hell is that all about?
Don't even worry about it. Hey, let's get out of here.
Single white, full of booze, walks away from a crowded room, stumbling back and forth down the hallway, dollar bill in an 8-ball of cocaine. This brain starts shifting to a different state, living his life like a red rain.
Start checking this guy out, because this is just a little bit of his whole catalog of things online. I mean, I spent all day yesterday just on loop listening to everything you have out there. I mean, what is this, your third album?
I have one album out, but I have two EPs.
Right.
I did a single back in 2019, Sunday Funday.
Yeah.
Then I did the Florida Man EP. that was like a little taste test to let people kind of get my feet wet and show them that world it came from. And then after Florida Man in 2020, I did the Dying Breed EP, and that allowed me to start breaking open the shell and just being a little bit more rawer. You know, I didn't want to, it's not that I couldn't do that first thing for my music. It was like, I wanted to like kind of ease people in. And when you're also building a fan base, you know, I'm a businessman at the end of the day. So as an entrepreneur, it's like, you don't want to do something premature. You know, it'd be one thing if you were George Strait and you can go out there, put a song out and then re-release it, or, you know, or Taylor Swift and re-release it and everybody's going to be all over it. But when you're new and you're trying to break through and build, you know, credibility, you have to be really strategic with what you're putting out. Absolutely. And then I did the Huckleberry album. And then in 2022, and then 23, I did Party with the Pond, Party in the Pines, and then and Rat Race, you know, and then 24, I put out Burnout at Both Ends and To the Bone. And then this year, you know, we're just gonna hit the we're gonna knock the hinges off. I started with Set Me Free as we get ready for the year. And then after this, it's just gonna be full throttle to the end.
I can't wait for the last song that we're gonna show them, but I've got to speak to talk about before that. So you are not just, I mean, you hit on this a little bit. You're very entrepreneurial. You've got the, you know, solar company or you know, that venture. But what I want to ask about is Bangtail Whiskey, your brand of whiskey, dude. I got to hear about this.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to show you a bottle. Hold on.
Yes, I want to see it. I wish we had, like, taste of eater through the Zoom call.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
So we got a little bang.
Oh, that's a beauty. Oop, pull it back right there. That's a beauty. Oh my gosh. Heather, sweet.
That's the bang tail.
Yeah. What inspired that whole thing? That, you know, to come about.
Yeah, so I've always been a big whiskey bourbon connoisseur. My mom's from Kentucky. And so, you know, obviously that's like bourbon capital, you know, when it comes down to that. And so I was a big Eddie and Jimmy Russell fan. They're the master distillers of Wild Turkey.
Yeah.
And, you know, I loved Wild Turkey. And so one of my buddies, Chris, back earlier on when I started like really putting music out in the first year, he was like, hey, he was like, you know what? You need something like that connects, that people really get to connect with you on product wise. And he's like, what's your favorite? I said, man, you know, I love my whiskey and bourbon.
Yeah.
So then I got connected, started, you know, building the recipe. My mom had like some old batches of, you know, old moonshine that they had that she still had from like, you know, my great grandma and uncle and all them. And so I tasted on that, and I looked at different, you know, bourbons and stuff that I like the flavor notes. And then I just started crafting it, and I came up with the Bangtail. You know, it's a 90 proof premium. It's a Florida sweet corn. It's it's locally sourced. It's got a number 3 American white oak with a 3 char. It's a little smoky. And
yummy.
It's got a little vanilla tail to it. And it's just good. You know, I wanted something that people can get a hot proof, but could not have to have a chaser. You know, I like drinking it neat or on the rocks. And yeah, we're just gonna have a lot of fun this year.
Yes. I just want to thank you for taking the time and visiting with me today, Brandon. And we'll be in touch. Everybody, please, please go to his sites and make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss anything on the mailing list, a new release, or even perhaps he's playing in your area. So with that said, everybody, thank you for listening to the Indie Music Room, and I'll be with you in a couple weeks. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Brandon.
All right. Thanks, Heather. You have a good one.
Okay.
I love you. I hate you. Can't go through this shit anymore. Why can't I let you go? Trying to push you out that damn door. Got me hanging by a thread. Little tug of war. You drive me crazy, tearing up my heart and soul. Piece by piece you keep
You've been listening to the Indie Music Room with Heather Kelly. Be sure to listen every Saturday and Sunday right here on FortDodgeRadio.com and subscribe for all our past and upcoming shows. The Indie Music Room is a production of FortDodgeRadio.com.